Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. It's Friday night. What is happening? Let me tell you what's happening. Liverpool have triggered the release clause for Dominic Szoboszlai from RB Leipzig. Yes, this has been rumbling on for a day or so. It was reported about 24, 36 hours ago that Liverpool were certainly interested. They were aware of this release clause and that they were likely to sort of test the waters with it. But it was seen, it was David Ornstein reporting at the time saying it wasn't a cut and dry deal. It wasn't simple. It wasn't maybe something they were going to push ahead with. But what's become apparent in the last day or so is that this 70 million euro release clause in his contract expired today, or the end of the month. Thursday, so September, April, June. Yes, today. And that meant that if they wanted to pay 60 million, effectively pounds, for him, or there or thereabouts, they had to get this done now. And obviously, these things develop in conversation, of course. So I do wonder whether there was someone kind of got their, you know, the calculators out and went on Google and said, how much is, you know, this in pounds? And they thought, well, is he worth 60 million? Because effectively, if he's not, then release clauses are only worth what they're worth if someone's prepared to pay for them. So, because obviously what you have a lot of times, and we think of release clauses like, Alexis McAllister is an example. A player worth far more than £35 million that Liverpool paid for him, but they only paid £35 million for him because of the release clause inserted into his contract that meant we could get him for £35 million. Whereas there's a great example of someone like Danielson, who signed for Betis in the early 2000s, and the story was that his release clause, you'd effectively have had to shut down two Spanish banks to pay it off. And those familiar with Spanish contracts, it certainly used to be this way in the day. They've all got release clauses, but they're all stupid. This is, I believe, how the Neymar deal comes about. You're never really meant to be able to meet release clauses in countries like that. But often, you know, you might put one in because you think they're going to be an absolute superstar. But if that player doesn't develop, then the release clause is worth more than they are. You're better off negotiating for them on the open market. Liverpool have clearly weighed that option up and gone, okay, given what's happened, so if Tonali's moving for similar kind of money, then as much as we might not like that, and Liverpool have tried their best at every avenue to reset the market as low as it can be for when they buy and try to inflate it for when they're moving their players on. But sometimes things happen and there's a little bit of like, well, you can cry about it and you can have insufficient volume or insufficient quality of footballers coming to your club, or you can bite the bullet and go and get the deals done that need to be done. And Liverpool have been guilty of doing the former rather than the latter a bit too much recently, particularly when it comes to midfield. I think they've done that. I think they've gone and got their men at some decent prices, some slightly expensive. Darwin Nunez, probably significantly too expensive. But someone like Luis Diaz and Cody Gakpo, they've obviously gone and got really good deals out of them. But in this one, they need to get players in. The more that kind of gets talked about, it's the longer it's going to go and the more likely there are to be other suitors and other people to step up to the plate and maybe, you know, again, and you enter into a world where if it goes into the open market, all that then takes is Newcastle to come back in with an £80 million bid or a £90 million bid, because they don't give a shit. They'll pay whatever they want. Maybe Man City do the same. Whilst there is a release clause in play, it's a fair playing field for a club like Liverpool. So in that regard, if they've gone and done that, which it looks like they have, which I'll go through some of the tweets now, that's good. I'm glad that they've not sat on their hands and waited on this one. So yeah, going back to 7:15 this evening, Paul Joyce was the one who, having tweeted earlier on in the day, wrote an article saying Liverpool looking to get a deal done for Szoboszlai. Liverpool have informed RB Leipzig that they will trigger the €70 million clause for him. We also had our good friend Chris Williams at Chris78Williams as well said further information coming out. Liverpool contacted Leipzig to inquire about two tranche payment, rejected outright. Liverpool then contacted Leipzig at 7 p.m. saying the clause will be met in full, paperwork now being finalised to the Bundesliga for the player's sale. He says no idea on Liverpool's payment intricacies, but clubs can have a third party pay in full, then pay that third party back via agreed instalments. Quite commonplace in football, so long as declared to both leagues. Leipzig saying the clause is met in full.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
And just a comment, actually, just while Chris is talking about it, says they were never, this a guy tweeted him called Dave Ross, says they were never going to accept anything else because they could have upped the price by several million tomorrow. And Chris Williams says, in reality, it may have dropped clauses above player market value, but Leipzig had inquiries from two further clubs would indicate Liverpool really wanted him and were prepared to pay for it. Newcastle didn't want to meet the clause in full, which is really interesting. But yeah, that's the kind of talk that they've fallen away from it. And Fabrizio Romano, this tweet from him, went out at 20:40 this evening saying, breaking, Dominic Szoboszlai to Liverpool, here we go. Understand RB Leipzig are now informed that Liverpool have triggered the release clause. €70 million deal done to be signed soon. Personal terms agreed. Szobo's ready for medical tests soon. Huge signing for LFC. So yeah, it's it all looks pretty positive. And, you know, I've seen a lot of sort of people losing their heads. I honestly, I don't go too much on social media this year. It's not a great place for your mental health. There's better places for it. Home with your family, enjoying them. But I've had people email. I noticed when I put a tweet out about Liverpool's away kit today that I, one of the responses is like, well, why don't you talk about the owners and the money being spent? And look, my feeling on this has always been that Liverpool are aware of what needed to be done this summer. Nobody can afford Liverpool to be in the Europa League again next year. Nobody, no one associated with Liverpool, because FSG won't have as valuable an asset. Their valuable assets in the team won't stick around. So your Mo Salahs and your Trent Alexander-Arnolds and your Alisson Beckers and your Virgil van Dijk's and the rest will not want to be playing multiple years in the Europa League. So you lose those players. So then again, your squad value falls. The likelihood of you getting back into the Champions League, winning titles, etc., etc. And then the overall value of your asset shrinks. Jürgen Klopp can't afford to be in the Europa League again, because let's be honest, if he has a season like that, there's a very good chance that he's not Liverpool manager in a year's time. That's the reality of the pressure of being in charge and being at a huge football club by Liverpool. Not because I have faith in Liverpool's owners or whatever. They're just people, you know. I have faith in the people within the football club to do what needs to get done within the parameters that are set. Liverpool have actually shown in the last year and a half to 2 years that if they do need to go above and beyond to get a signing done, then they will pay above and beyond. I mean, you know, it's not something that happens all the time, but Darwin Núñez, we literally played well over market value for him. That's a warning to me sometimes not to go mad. And Liverpool can't clearly afford to do that time and time and time and time again because they haven't got bottomless resources. But there is a basic requirement in the transfer market this summer, and they need to meet that. There are a number of players that need to come, and I've said this all along, the bare minimum required is at least two midfielders and a defender. If they got three midfielders would probably be more like the ideal. Whether they then get more beyond that, I don't know. But it looks like this is number two. McAllister boxed. This looks as close to anything as we've seen before. If deals agreed, then deals agreed. Then that looks like it's just a matter of formality across the T's and dot the I's, which is very, very encouraging. Medical tests to be done, as Fabrizio Romano says. This is the right model of transfer that Liverpool are looking for. Right build, right, you know, right height, right profile in terms of what he brings. And it looks to my eye, if you were rebuilding a midfield, this is the second of three. I think you needed to get the McAllister, who I think is the left of the three. Szoboszlai looks like the Jordan Henderson right of that three. And then will we go and get Kefren Teram to be the base of that? The Fabinho understudy, etc. I don't know. I still feel that's what needs to get done. I don't think this would be business done for Liverpool, but obviously we'll know a bit more about that in the coming days, weeks, you know, hours, whatever. Let me know your thoughts on this one. As soon as I saw this name, I remember thinking, yeah, this is one that's going to get the juices flowing, because I think we've all had to buy in on players like Manu Kone, for example, and Kefren Teram, of course, because these aren't quite as well known. And it's not like Dominic Szoboszlai is, you know, it's not Barella. But I talked recently about there are certain players that move in transfer windows that are going to be the next dot, dot, dot. And we've missed out on too many of those recently. I think it looks like we're going to miss out on Guardiola. I mean, it's going to end up being a record fee for a defender. Fair play if City have, you know, want to continue to, you know, to stop, to not play that game of like, oh, we don't really spend big money anymore. They obviously did it with Erling Haaland. Players have moved in the past, you know, like De Ligt moving, you've got Kylian Mbappe moving to PSG. If you're not in those conversations, you never get to be in those conversations further down the line. And this is a player like that for me, who he's clearly very highly regarded. If you want to know more about him, by the way, on Redmen Plus and on Redmen TV and on Redmen TV 2, some great content around him, deep dives. Dan has been speaking to one of his former managers. We've got you covered. We've got you, everything you want to know about this guy, we've got you covered top to bottom. If you do consider going over to redmenplus.com. But what I'm kind of driving at is, this is the right profile. This is the kind of level of football Liverpool should be looking at. Player who's got room for improvement, who can still be coached, can still be improved by what Liverpool have got, but he's not a million miles away from what we need right now. You know, that is what we need. We need lads who can have an impact from this season coming, and he can have a bigger impact in a year and a bigger impact than that in a year after that, but they've got to be able to really come in and be super competitive. And so far, McAllister and Szoboszlai looks like that's the kind of level we're going for. Encouraging steps towards Klopp 2.0 rebuild, and of which this summer was going to be absolutely pivotal. Right, that's it from me. Apologies to everyone who watched the live stream version of this a little bit earlier on. Apparently my phone, despite the fact that it's absolutely sensational, anyone who's watched the vlogs, amazing. Apparently can't stream to YouTube, brilliant. Yes, thoughts in the comments below. Drop a like on this as well if you made up with this as a signing. And if you need some more entertainment, go to redmenplus.com. We've got Szoboszlai covered from all angles. And also Bobby Firmino, Best in the World, episode 3 dropped today. So you can watch episode 1 for free, and then episodes 2 and 3 and all the full interviews with everyone we spoke to. So we're talking Jordan Henderson, Adam Lallana, Lucas Leiva, Ryan Babel, Ozan Kabak. They're all going to be on the website by the end of this weekend as well. So perfect time to join redmenplus.com. I was on the Empire of the Cop podcast as well, chatting a little bit about Szoboszlai yesterday and that documentary. So if you haven't checked that out, do. I gave a code away on that. I'm going to give it to you now because I gave it to the Empire of the Cop listeners. If you want to get 50% off a yearly Club Captain subscription on Redmen Plus, use the code EOTK.
And I'll give you 50% off a year. Have that on me because I'm in a good mood. Other than that, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your Friday. If it breaks more, I'll get people in and do a proper live show. And we'll do more over the weekend as well. So stay tuned to Red Men for all of your Dominic Soversly updates in a bit.
Have you had a chance to watch episode one of Bobby Firmino, Best in the World, our brand new documentary series? If you haven't, check out episode one right now on YouTube. And if you want to watch the full series, head to redmenplus.com. Episode two, episode three, and full interviews with all of the incredible contributors, including Liverpool skipper Jordan Henderson. It will be there for you. Go over, fill your summer with Bobby happiness, with Bobby Firmino, Best in the World, our exclusive documentary series.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.